Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an alert system for floods.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Kendall Crawford. Severe storms wreaked havoc across central and southern Ohio last month.
Crooksville and Roseville were slammed with rain.
This entire area is fully flooded on Broadway.
Cars covered, homes covered. The water's almost to the top of that stop sign.
As extreme weather like this becomes more and more common because of climate change, scientists say stream gauges could help communities prepare for future floods. But the tool is often absent from the places it's needed most. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
I'm standing next to a small stream in eastern Ohio's Harrison County. It looks shallow and slow as it winds past banks of yellow flowers and humming summer bugs. But Natalie Cruz Daniels, a professor and director of the Environmental Studies Program at Ohio University, says don't be fooled.
Little streams can flash flood really, really quickly. I was in one yesterday with a city council person in Athens, and, you know, it's like maybe ankle deep right now, but it flooded the road and multiple businesses on August 11th.
Similar scenes played out across the state last month. Floodwaters submerged highways and damaged hundreds of homes and businesses, with some of the most severe destruction in central Appalachian areas like Perry, Muskingum, and Morgan counties. The region, Cruz Daniel says, is especially prone to flash flooding because of its geology.
When a drop of water hits one of our hillsides, it doesn't have a very long path to get to a creek or a stream. And so it gets there quickly, which means that those creeks rise quickly.
Compared to the rest of Ohio, the state's Appalachian communities have a greater percentage of structures at risk of flooding in so-called 100-year flood events. And the region is poorer than the rest of the state, so it's harder for people there to recover from floods when they do happen.
You have just this layers of vulnerability that also lead to really intense outcomes of flooding.
Despite this, many Appalachian communities lack a basic tool that could warn of rapidly rising water, stream gauges. Back at the meandering stream in Harrison County, Tom Harris with the U.S. Geological Survey shows me how one works.
And then the bubbler on the side there, that monitors the river stages.
It records data about water level, flow, and temperature every 15 minutes. The National Weather Service can then use historic data, along with rain forecasts, to better predict future floods. And if water is rising rapidly, the USGS can alert residents and community leaders in real time, giving them more of a heads up to prepare or evacuate. There are more than 350 USGS stream gauges scattered across the state, with many in cities like Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati.
But I do have pockets of areas in the state that there are no USGS river gauges, and it just so happens that, you know, a lot of those pockets are in southeast Ohio.
For example, Harris says there are no USGS stream gauges on the Moxahala Creek, the waterway that flooded Roseville and Crooksville in Perry County last month. Communities like these have relatively small populations, and they don't always have funds to invest in flood prevention. Craig Butler is the director of the Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District. He says some communities in their 18-county eastern Ohio jurisdiction are considering turning their gauges off.
It's about $5,000, and to me, I think that's a very good investment. But they are, you know, significantly strapped enough in their finances that they didn't think they could support it.
There is a more affordable option. Harris says the USGS is rolling out a low-cost alert system that could help rural communities with limited budgets. The challenge, he says, is making people aware of the resource and convincing them that an upfront investment is worth more than the possible downstream effects. In Harrison County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.